This is a podcast from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan research institute that explores budget policies and issues affecting low and moderate income Americans.
In this podcast, we will discuss an important milestone for the health reform law that takes place this week. I'm Shannon Spillane, and I'm joined by policy analyst January Angeles. January, this coming September 23rd marks the six-month anniversary of when the health care bill was signed into law. Why is this a significant anniversary?
September 23rd is an important date because a number of key provisions of the health reform law take effect. There are two provisions in particular that will bring important benefits to millions of Americans. The first is access to preventive healthcare services, and the second is a coverage expansion for young adults.
Let's start with preventive care. What changes will people see?
Starting this Thursday, when an insurance company begins a new plan year, it has to cover preventive care services at no charge. Preventive care includes screenings for chronic illnesses like diabetes and cancer, routine vaccines for adults and children, and other recommended care for kids, such as regular doctor visits. The administration estimates that about 41 million people will be enrolled in plans subject to the new rules in 2011.
What about the coverage expansion for young adults? How will they be affected?
Starting this Thursday, when an insurance company begins a new plan year, insurers and employers that offer dependent coverage must allow parents to include children on their insurance plans up until their children's 26th birthday. Young adults whose parents get insurance through an employer will generally be eligible for this coverage as long as they don't have access to job-based coverage of their own. That's an important change because right now, many insurance companies and employers don't allow employees to add their children to their plan once they turn 19 or if they fail to meet other criteria, such as being a full-time student or living with a parent. More than 1 million young adults will gain coverage through this new rule in 2011, according to government estimates.
What's the bottom line, January?
This Thursday marks a major milestone for healthcare reform. The new provisions that will take effect will help millions of people access care and stay healthy. And there are many more good things to come in the months and years ahead.
Thanks for joining me, January.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Read commentary from our experts at offthechartsblog.org. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, and create a My Center account at centeronbudget.org.